Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf nun beis. We're holding 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud where the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yishmoel, Gag Yisoid Lomali Krop. What is this all about? We're in the middle of a very, very exciting sugya, which we started off on nun aleph, Omer aleph. The Gemara brought a braisa that if you look in Parshas Vayikra, where you have enumerated the five different types of chatos, we start off the par koin ha-mashiach, then the par hel nevushal tzibur, and then the sir nasi, and then the kizbo or seira of the commoner. Five chatois altogether. If you look in the sukkim, you'll find, that by all five chatois, it tells us that you're supposed to go and pour out the shirayim on the yesoid ha-mizbeach. However, the first three times, it doesn't just say, Yesoid Mizbech, it says Yesoid Mizbachu Oila, and repeats that again and again. Meaning, in the Parkon HaMashiach, Parhon Dovshul Tzibur, and the Sir Nasi, you pour out the Shirayim after applying the various Matonos Dam, wherever they happen to be. After that, Shirayim poured out on the Yesoid Mizbachu Oila. And the Gemara asks, why was it necessary for the Torah to repeat Yesoid Mizbachu Oila those three times? The other two times after that just says Al Yesoid HaMizbeach. Doesn't say Yesoid Mizbach Oilam. So what's the kavan of those first three? So the Gemara told us, each one comes to tell us a limud. Limud number one, Yesoid Mizbach Oilam Begabi Dipar Koin HaMashiach, comes to tell you that when you pour out the Shirayim, you pour it out on the Yesoid Mizbeach Oilam, which is Yesoid Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and not on the Yesoid of the Mizbeach HaPanimi. That's number one. What do you learn from the second time Yesoid Mizbach Oila? That only the Mizbach Oila had a Yesoid. The Mizbeach Panimi didn't even have a Yesoid. Then, what does Pasuk number 3 come to tell us? It comes to tell us that when it comes to a Korban Oila, there's also a din of Shvicha Shirayim. Because when you look up the Parash of Oila, it doesn't mention a word about Shvicha Shirayim. But that's what I learned from the fact that it says, Al Yesoid Mizbach Hu Oila, that you go and pour out Shirayim, even by a carbon oiler. The Gemara asked, maybe that's not what the kavan of the pasuk is. Maybe the kavan of the pasuk is to tell you not legabe the shvicha shirayim, but to tell us legabe the original zrikos dam. As we know, zrikos dam on a carbon oiler is shtayim shehein arba, and it has to be the two, how did Bill refer to it yesterday, as the two diagonal corners on the mizbech, but it has to be corners where there are pieces of Yesoid on both sides, which is only in the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner. Of course, the southeastern corner, there is no Yesoid on either side. The northeastern corner, you had a full Yesoid on the north, abyssal on the east, so at least you have enough when you're throwing the dam that goes on both Yesoidois, on both sides. Same thing on the southwestern corner, we have both on the south and on the west, you have full-fledged Yesoidos. You throw the blood, it falls down on the Yesoid down below. Afraid to so maybe that's the Kavana of Yesoid Mizbach Oila. So the Gemara, no, that was not the reason. Why wasn't that the reason? Says Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva Kal Vachaymes. We'll first learn the Lashon of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, because that comes straight from the Brais on Nun Aleph Omed Aleph. Omer Bishmal, I don't need Yesoid Mizbach Oila to tell you that the Tchilas Zrikois, that the Tchilas Hechsher has to be on a corner that has Yesoidis. Why not? Omer Bishmal Kal V'Chomer. I'm looking now 8-9 lines on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Madach Shirayim She'ein Mechaprim. Shirayim doesn't effect Kapar. It's a Groisa Mitzvah, but it's not a Mechaper to Unum Yesoid. Those are required to have Yesoid. Every time it says in the Pasuk that it's called Adam Yishpoich al Yesoid Mizbach Oila, al Yesoid HaMizbeach, it needs Yesoid for purposes of the Shirayim. Tchilas Oila Shemachaperes, the beginning of the carbon oila, which is Machaper. What is a Machaper on essays and Lavanitikla essay? So that's the Tchilas Oila, which is the real McCoy, the major Tafkid and tachlis of a carbon, and it's injetuni yisoid v'chavala. If a shvicha shirayim, which is not a mechaper, it's only a mitzvah, a groisa mitzvah, but it's not the mechaper, it's not the matir, it's not the machshir. If that requires yisoid, tchilas oila, which is the essence of the carbon, mechaper, is the chavada to una yisoy. So I don't need the pasuk to tell us that, and that's why the third pasuk comes to tell you the din of shvichas shirayim by an oil, not the tchilas zerikas by an oil. It has to be on corners that have two yisoydos on the right and on the left, on both sides. Rather, it's come to tell you shvichas shirayim by an oil that you have to go and pour it out on the yisoy. That was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says the same, but he adds a further knesh. Further knesh means a further wrinkle. Rabbi Kiva. Ma shirayim shein machaprim. So far, word for word, the same as before. It's a mitzvah, but it's not machaprim. And ein boyin lechaparit. It doesn't come for the purposes of kapar. Tuni yisoid, it requires yisoid. Tchilas oila shemachaperis. U bo'on lechapara ein adinshe tuni yisoid. So we already asked yesterday that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva seem to be saying the exact same thing. Rabbi Kiva is just adding three words in the Reisha, two words in the Seifa, but he's saying the same thing. In fact, the language of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel are identical except for the additions. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva say, I have a kal v'chaim, what's a kal v'chaim, mashirayim she'ein mechaprim, word for word the same. Now Rabbi Kiva says, v'ein bo'in lechapara. Of course, v'ein mechap, v'ein bo'in lechapara. And then continuing on, tuni yisoid, Tchilas oyla shemachaperes. Again, says Rabbi Kiva, word for word the same. And balechapara ain't a dinchet to uniyasai. So Rashi already asked yesterday, my benayu, and that's the Gemara's kasha today. Now getting back to the brisa here on Omid Aleph and Beis Omid Aleph, the Gemara is now quoting word for word the Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva of yesterday's brisa. The Gemara, however, adds a couple of words. Why does it add a couple of words? Because at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara told us that there would have been a havamina if this pasuk was talking about not the shirayim, but the actual tchilas oil, in other words, the regular zrika. Maybe that it shouldn't be on the flat, horizontal part of the yisoid. Maybe you'd have to go and throw it against the wall of the yisoid, down below. In other words, you'd have to go all the way down to the bottom, almost to the ground, and then you throw the blood there, against the vertical part of the side, which is only one amma tall. So that was the discussion. And that's why the Gemara inserts that into Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, but it really doesn't change the complexion of what they're saying. So Rabbi Shmuel, Gag Yesoid Lamali, Lamali Kra, you don't need a pasuk to go and tell you a Yesoid Mizbech Oila that the Tchilas Zrika should be on the Gag Yesoid, in other words, a place where there's a Yesoid on both sides of the corner, because it's a Kal V'chaim rule. And again, the same price as, yes, the same Kal V'chaim as yesterday. It doesn't affect Kapara. Yes, it's a big mitzvah, but it does not affect Kapara. Kapara is done through the first four avoides, and the clincher is, of course, the Zrika Sadam. But the Shvichas Shiraim, Tuni Gag Yesoid, it requires the Gag Yesoid meaning not on the side, but on the horizontal part of the Yesoid, not on the vertical part of the Yesoid. Tchilas Oila Shemechaperes, the beginning of the Zrika by another, that's a Mechaper. And then you Tuni Gag Yesoid, the Chavad, you have to do it on the Gag Yesoid. That was Rabbi Shmuel. And again, Rabbi Kiva repeats it word for word, just he adds the additional Rabbi Kiva, Umashi Yorichata Shemechaperem, the Ein Boyin Lechaper. Fine. Since I can learn this from a Kal V'chomer, it's not that the Pasuk is teaching us that the Tchilas Oila, meaning the Zrika, has to be on two corners that have the Yesoid, because that I can learn from the Kal V'chomer. So what does the Pasuk come to tell you? Telling Yesoid, Mizbeach shel oila, meaning that every time that you go and bring a korban oila, even though the Torah is silent, you're supposed to go and pour out the shirayim on the yisoid mizbach oila. It only says that requirement by the chatos from el yisoid mizbach oila tells you that the same thing applies to a korban oila. Frank Timar, my benai, what is the nafke minah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? They say the same thing. All Rabbi Kiva adds is, not only it's not mechaper, ein boin lechaper. And by the oila, not only is it mechaperis, but it's bo lechaper. What's the nafkimen? So we have two pshatim here in the Gemara. First pshat is Omer of Ad bar Ahava, shirayim mi'akven ikibinayu. Whether or not the failure to go and pour out the shirayim is that mi'akev on the carbon. Mar sova ma'akvi, or mar sova lo ma'akvi. One man the Yoma holds that it is ma'akev. Who's that one man the Yoma? That's Rabbi Shmuel. He holds it's ma'akev. And Rabbi Kiva holds it's not ma'akev. In other words, it's certainly a grisa mitzvah. The Torah says you got to pour out the shirayim. What happens if you didn't pour out the shirayim on the aside? Is it ma'akev in the kashrus of the carbon or not? Says Rabbi Shmuel, it is ma'akev. Says Rabbi Kiva, it's not ma'akev. Where do I see that in the Lashon of the two Kal V'chaymers? Because of the fact that Rabbi Kiva throws in, not only is it not a machaper, but the tachlis, the tafkid of this carbon is also not boin l'chaper. The tafkid of the shiori chatos, not only is it not machaper, but that's not even the motive, the intention, the mission, etc. You do it because the Torah says you do it, but there's no other ramifications or halachic status. And the same thing is when you talk about the tchilas oila, shemechaper, it's not only that it comes to mechaper, ubolachav, that's the tafkid of the oila to mechaper on the assays and the lav shenitik assays. So therefore, when we see by Rabbi Shmuel, he just uses the initial language, and he's saying, it's not mechaper, however, it is ma'akev. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not even ma'akev at all. So it's gunish. It's gunish. So ma'asov ma'akvi, or ma'asover loy mi'akvi. That is the machloikis according to Rav Adav Arhav. Rav Popa omer tekuli alma shirayim ein ma'akvin. Everybody agrees that shirayim is not ma'akev. Even Rabbi Yishmael, no machloikis. Shirayim is not ma'akev. So in Bazoi, so what is this additional language about ein boin lechaper that Rabbi Kiva adds? Now we're leaving a moment the chatas behema, which has been the focus of the discussion until now, because all five of the chatois that we find in Parshas Vayikra, starting with the par, koyin mashiach, you have a par, you have a soyer, you have a kizba, you have a tzira, but we're not talking about an oif. Excuse me. What's the din of a chatas oif? Chatas oif, as you know, is different than the oilas oif. Oilas oif, you only have to do a hazo'ah. Now, what's a hazor? Remember that the total amount of the blood in these kleine oifes is very, very small. Perhaps in the entire body of the oif, maybe you have one tablespoon. Maybe you only have a teaspoon of blood. These are so small that when the kohen does the malika, he's holding it in one hand, the ganze oif, the whole little pigeon, the whole dove, and he goes with his thumb, and he cuts through the back of the neck. So it's very small. So now how much dam is there after he cuts through? Obviously. So you go close to the Mizbeach, and the Kohen holding on to this oif in his hand, he kind of gives a little a bit of a jerk, a little bit of a snap, and a drop falls out, spurts out from there, spurt flows from there onto the Mizbeach. With the oilus oif, you're done. Would he have to do it? L'malam mechutz ha-sikra. But you're done. When it comes to the chatas oif, the Torah says no. V'anishir badam, yimotze El Kiram Mizbeach. You're supposed to go and do a mitzui. Mitzui means you're supposed to give a kvetch. If there's anything left there inside the neck of this dove, or this pigeon, then you go and give a kvetch. So therefore there are really two nesinois dams, if you will, by the chatas oif. The one is the original hazah, and the second one is the mitzui hadam. For those of you that want to see the language, it's number 3 in the Torah Or HaSholem. V'hiza midam hachatas, that's the hazor al kiram mizbeach. V'anishir badom, any dam that's left behind, yimatzei al yisrael mizbeach. Go close to the mizbeach, give a kvetch, and have that little second drop fall onto the mizbeach.
Are both applications essential for the zrika?
Guess what? That's the machlokes. V'hachem amitzei chatas oiv ma'akev kamiflegi. Marasov ma'akev, it is absolutely essential. And if you don't have it, no good. Start again from scratch. It's not ma'akev. You do not need to do it. Yeah.
And who is who? In this, according to Rav Papa, who's the ma'akev guy, Rabbi Shmuel again?
Rav Papa says that the, excuse me, the fact that Rabbi Shmuel only uses this somewhat succinct language and says, it's not mechaper. While Rabbi Kiva said, no, not mechaper. It doesn't even come for kapara. So that suggests to you, what he's saying is, it's even less than you suggested. You suggested it's only not mechaper. I'm telling you, it's not only it's not mechaper. It's not even boyin lechaper. Therefore, that's why that leads into the svara that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it may not be mechaper, but it is ma'akev. According to the second man, the Omar, Rabbi Kiva said, not only is not machaper, it's not ma'akev either, it's gunished. That's why he insists on doubling the language. Okay?
What's the difference between machaper and buying machaper?
Machaper and ma'akev.
Is that what you have? Machaper and boy
machaper.
Rabbi Kiva, what's explained on Rabbi Kiva again?
Okay. In terms of the language, there's not much of a difference. It's just the emphasis that he's repeating it twice. Mashiyor echape she'in mechaper. Ein mechaper means they do not effect. They don't cause any kapar. All shirayim effect is, if you pour the shirayim on the side of his beach, you can go and say, Baruch Hashem, I observed and I fulfilled another mitzvah in a Torah. I am so happy. Did that affect at all the effectiveness of the carbon? No, the carbon was already effective 5 minutes ago when I did my Zrikas Adam. Once the Zrikas Adam is done, you can go and tell the Balim, you can go home now. You don't have to watch anymore. The carbon is Kusha V'yusher, Mahadrim and Mahadrim will give you a receipt that you brought your carbon. Mechatas, it's done. Well, what about the Shvich Shirah? We'll do that, don't worry about it. It's fine. It's not Mechaper. The carbon is already finished, you're done. Now, when you add the words Vein Boy Mechaper, means that the purpose of the carbon was not for kapara purposes. That is the carbon, yes, but the shiraim was not for kapara purposes. The purpose of doing shiraim is because the Torah says, go and pour out your... What's the purpose of putting on tefillin every morning? Is it going to be machaper or anything? No, it's a mitzvah, the Torah. Yes, it gives koyach to the arm and to the head and the moichi. All of that's all true, but that's not the purpose of putting on the tefillin. You put it on because the Torah tells you to do that. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva, not only the shiraim not a mechaper, the kapar you already had from the zrika, but it doesn't even come for the purpose of kapar. That's not the essential nature. That's not the essence of shiraim. The essence of shiraim, it's a mitzvah, but it's not boy mechaper. So why are we repeating it again? We said a mechaper and boy mechaper. I tell you, not only is not mechaper, it's not ma'akev either. So if you didn't do it, Shalom Yisrael and Mefod Vaita.
So yeah. Rabbi Kiva, the mitzui of the dam of the chatas after you do the initial hazah is like the shirayim on Yisod HaMizbeach. It's nice, it's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. Once you did the initial application, the chatas ha'of is complete and that's it.
And you're done. And you can go one step further. So what is the machloikis then between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah.
The machloikis is, what's the nature of this mitzui? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the nature of hazor that you do on by the chatas oif is similar, if you will, to the shtayim shein arba that you do by a regular carbon chatas behema. Not chatas behema, by an oil. Chatas, because you have the four on top. Right, sorry. By oil, you have to go and do two throwings of the dam, this corner, that corner. Diagonal corners, like you said yesterday. Beautifully. So it's shtayim. Here, too, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there are shtayim. There's a hazo'ah and there's a mitzvah. You gotta go and do two applications, one through throwing and one through kvetching. According to Rabbi Kiva, no. When it comes to the zrika, the hazo'ah sadam, that's, you only have one act. That one act is doing the hazo'ah. What you're doing the mitzvah now is the same, it's parallel to the shvicha shirayim that you have by a chatas behema or anywhere else. And just like the shvicha shirayim anywhere else is not ma'akev, the shvicha shirayim in the form of the mitzoy by the chatas oiv is also not ma'akev. That would be l'choyre, the parallel, the svaris of the two, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva.
One more small question. Maybe it says God.
We got plenty of time. It's only Brother Shai that wants to leave soon.
We
can be up to 2.5 hours.
We're not talking about politics anymore.
No.
We're talking about Gag HaMizbeach.
Right.
How can you have a Gag HaMizbeach and not have Gag HaYisod? How can you have a Gag HaYisod and not have the wall of the Yisod as well? I mean, it feels like...
You know, they're talking about putting it on, whether you put it on the top...
I said on the top of the curb or on the side of the curb.
Or on the vertical.
Right, what I'm saying is, but to say the Gag, it feels... Earlier we didn't say Gag, when we said it...
Yesterday we did, but that was not
100%. So I was wondering, what's the...
Why did we say that? Because if you recall, at the end of yesterday's show, I mean, there's no reason why we can't go over the whole daf.
No.
It's only three lines, you know, it won't take us more than an hour. But if you go back to, the Gemara said on the fourth line of the Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Iyav Iksiv El Yisoid Hu Oile, Gemara says, why does the Yisoid, Mizbeach Oile, why did you say Yisoid Oile? So Gemara, because I have a minute, I would think, Beskifa, that when you're doing the Zrikas Adam against the bottom, against the Yesoid, that you go and do it against the vertical part. And that's why I'm a minute miskifal Yesoid. Hashach Sivli Yesoid Mizbach Oila and Gag Yesoid. Not on the vertical, you're going on the horizontal.
Okay, but just Rabbi Shmuel yesterday didn't say Gag, and here it's okay. It's just we're going back to that. Okay, thank you.
100%.
That's my question. Thank you.
The Rabbi Shmuel of today is the same Rabbi Shmuel as yesterday, but once we were machadish at the end of the discussion before we got to Rabbi Shmuel, that there is this nature of the Gag Yesoid and Yesoid. So we threw that into the Kavuchim. It doesn't affect the discussion otherwise.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. The one question that you have not yet asked, which I thought you would ask, is... Sorry, once again?
Give him time.
Very good. Let's go back to Rav Ahada Bar Ahava for a moment. We said according to Rav Ahada Bar Ahava, Shiraim Ma'akvin Ikbenai, Marsav Ma'akvi. Notice that we're saying that according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that said, as well as Rabbi Kiva, that when it comes to Shiri Chatas, Eina Mechaperes. What means Eina Mechaperes? It doesn't affect Kapar. So, Kapar is done with your Zrika Saddam, and it's all over. And then we're saying, however, it's Ma'akev. So what does it mean that it's Ma'akev? Didn't you just say that Shiraim is not Mechaper? What does it mean that it's not Mechaper and that it's Ma'akev? And I thought that that was what Bill was asking before. So, some of the Forsham learn that according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Ahada Bar Ahava, and l'chori the same thing would be according to Rav Papa when you're talking about the Chatas Oif, even though after the Zrikas Adam you've had full kapara done, however, you're missing a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? The Shvicha Shirayim. If you fail to do the Shvicha Shirayim, it's Ma'akev, you're going to have to bring a new Korban Chatas, not to be Mechaper. The kapara I have already. I'm done on the kapara. But I missed out on that mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim. Says Rabbi Shmuel, bring another part. It's not going to be Chulin Bazara, because the tachas of this animal now will not be for purposes of kapara, but to be mekayim the mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim, which I was not mekayim yet, bring another part, or bring another soyer, or bring another kizvus ira.
Is that like ein mavir in all mitzvahs?
Why would
you're not that? Supposed to pass over an opportunity to do a mitzvah, meaning...
There's certainly such an idea what you're referring to, but that's usually referring to when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and the question is, which one should you do first? So if one is right in front of your face, the other one is in the other room, so mitzvah bali yod chatach misenu, amavir al mitzvahs, you have that, for instance, when you have your talis and your tefillin. You don't have your talis yet, but me'etchim b'kor of mamish. So then, always put the talis on top of the tefillin, because you have the tefillin up front and the talis in the back. Then becomes a shayla. Can I go and put the talis on first? Because after all, my bina mitzvahs, I have my tefillin. That's why you put the talis in the front. But here, what we're talking about is a person has to go and do a mitzvah. If he didn't do the mitzvah, take for instance, if a person does not have a beged of arba kanfois, so he didn't put on tzitzis today. It does say in the Gemara Menachos that there's an Indian of buying specially a talis, so in the derischa you should have a special shmira that you're wearing a talis cotton. 100%. But what happens if you don't have a four-cornered garment, and you didn't put on the tzitzis? You're not oivir an aseh, because you only have the mitzvah to go and put it on a four-cornered garment. If you don't have it, you don't have it. What our Gemara is telling us over here is, Shvicha Shiraim, don't say, if I was Mekayim, the mitzvah was Mekayim. If it wasn't, I wasn't. No, says Rav Shmuel, it's Ma'akiv. You have to go and do Shvich. Not that it has anything to do with the Kapara. You've already been the Skaper. If a person by accident ate Chalev, he thought it was Shuman, he ate Chalev, he brought his Karm Chatos, Baruch Hashem, full Kapara. He can go to his accountant and say, take that off of the debit side of the balance sheet, because I've had a Kapara on that, I'm done. Yeah, but there's another requirement. That what Shvicha Shirayim. You didn't do Shvicha. Koyin, why did you do Shvicha Shirayim? It spilled out on the ground. What do I have to do? Says Rav Shmuel, bring a new animal to be able to makayim this mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim.
And if you don't do it, you're just over an assay of
exactly.
You bring an ola.
Exactly. Or next time you bring an ola, you have that in mind as well.
Where does she have to come and bring another ova?
Yeah, it seems
how
excessive.
How else are you going to get Shvicha Shirayim? You can't go to the store and say, could you sell me a bottle of Shvicha Shirayim?
I have a percentage of the blood from somebody else's korban.
Somebody else's.
His korban mitzvah, his kapara was already done.
Yes.
Now we're saying he did this, so he lost it. But it doesn't mean you bring a whole other korban.
And you hold exactly like Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says it's not ma'akev. you finished your korban. Unfortunately,
no, but the korban, literally.
No, isn't that referred to the korban, to the
kapara
of the
So look at the lashon of the brisa. Another of the of both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they both say the same thing, that when you're talking about the shiraim ainah mechaperes, and says Rabbi Akiva, not only is not mechaper, it's not even boy mechaper. Mashenkin, when you're talking about the oila, it's mechaper. Not only is mechaper, it's boy mechaper. So what is the difference in that lashon? You're just repeating yourselves. Says Rabbi Adabar, I'll tell you exactly what it means. The fact that Rabbi Akiva throws in, not only is it not mechaper, it's not boy mechaper, it means it's a gevaldig mitzvah. Sure, if you're mekayim that mitzvah, you go straight to Gan Eden. No question about it. But what happens if chas v'shalom you lost out the mitzvah? Okay, so you go to Gan Eden 5 minutes later. But you lost it. You lost it. Says Rabbi Shmuel, no, you gotta go and bring that mitzvah. You want to have a not only a kapara, but you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of bringing this carbon. This part of the korban, this is ma'akev, you gotta go and do it. And you had your kapara, no question about it. The fact that you ate chalev, that's off of your balance sheet. True. But you were not mekayim the mitzvah shrine. Bring
it away. I would say marsha ma'akev, that the whole korban is invalid. It's ma'akev.
It's not sounds like. It's not right. Ma'akev sounds like it's there's no kapara.
Right.
That,
right. And so we're saying
like Rabbi Nechemia with the
we're going to have Nechemia later on.
With the chumis on
but the question is, when it says mashiyori chatas ein mechaprim, what does he mean by ein mechaprim? It means it does not afford, it doesn't affect kapara. But nevertheless, you have to go and put it on the yisoy. What do you mean it doesn't? Didn't you just tell me that it's ma'akev? So if it's ma'akev, then you need it for the kapara. The answer is no. It's ma'akev on the kiyum mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev on the kapara. The kapara you already had. I already did all of my four, the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrikas adam. They were not pingle perfect. They were picture perfect. Perfect. Okay. You had the full kapara. You're dismissed. You go home. Because then no longer I don't have to worry about the kapara. But then afterwards you get a telegram. What's a telegram? You go and get an email saying, oh, by the fact, unfortunately, all of the blood spilled out. We weren't able to do the shiraim. And therefore, says Rabbi Shmuel, go back, bring a new carbon, mitashvicha shiraim. Masha'enken, according to Rabbi Kiva. Oh, okay, it's not ma'akim. I feel bad for you. Next time. But this time you don't have to repeat it.
Baruch Hashem, you'll eat chalev again. You'll bring a chatzis again.
Chatzis. Were you two? Yes.
Okay, look at the Rashi. Maybe.
I'm happy
with
that.
Shiraim ma'akvim ika benayim. Mm-hmm.
Rishmol sever.
When it goes kapara hu devo mechapre.
The Shiraim does not mechapre because you already had your kapara. It is ma'akiv that you have to go and do it. And since you didn't do it, bring a new carbon. Rabbi Kiva the Moise of Ein Boyle Chaparash, meaning they matan dam shel matonis toli behen toli ma'akvelu shirayim lozoi. Says I'm not ma'akiv whatsoever. So gunish mit gunish. You don't have to do anything.
So the new carbon, do you get any kapara from?
No, you don't get kapara, but you do get a kiyum mitzvah. It's like putting on tefillin. You put tefillin on every morning, you don't get a kapara, but you get a mitzvah. And you got to do the mitzvah. You got to wear tefillin every day. So you got to go and do shvicha shirayim.
So the coin, the klutz coin, spilled the blood, and now the baal has to pay another for another chatas.
And that's the question you have also by Pinkel, who's responsible for that?
But here it's not.
It was a negligence. Was it a pshia? Was it an oinus? Okay. What happens if two kehanim were running
question,
in the direction?
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the discussion over here. All very very exciting, and we continue on. Tanya Kabasa Rapapa, we're going to bring a raya to Rapapa. Now, Rapapa tells us really two dinam, two chidushim. Chidush number one is that everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yishmael agrees. Shirayim ein ma'akev. Shirayim is not ma'akev. You will not have to go and bring a new carbon. You don't have to go and pour again. You lost it. It's not ma'akev. Everybody agrees. He also talks about the din of the mitzui of the chatas oiv, where there is a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Yom ma'akev nishmak. When the Gemara is saying Natani kavasa rapap, will only bring a raya to the first halacha that not only Rabbi Kiva holds shirayim ein ma'akvin, but even Rabbi Shmuel holds shirayim ein ma'akvin. Azoi, where? That's the price. Tani kavasa rapap. This called dam hapor. The reason why that's in parentheses is not hadam; it's really dam. This called dam hapor yishpoich al yisoid mizbach oila. Shtei taught in the pasuk that whatever remaining blood pour out on the yisoid. So Gemara ma tam loymer hapor. After all, this pasuk that we are quoting is in the parsha of the Par Koyin HaMashiach. And prior to that, we've already said the term par numerous times. That you bring the par and you have to shech the par and all the rest. Why do we have to repeat now again the dam hapar? L'chayr would be enough to say this called domoy yishboy chal yisoy mizbach oila. I'll tell you what. Even though we're not talking about Par Yom Kippurim, we're talking about the Par Koyin HaMashiach. But the extra word Par tells us Par Yom Kippurim also should toim matan domam liyasoid. Because if you look up Parshas Achri Mois, where it goes through the whole avoida of the Par Yom Kippurim, it doesn't mention anything about Shvicha Shiraim. So how do I know it? From the extra par, by the Par Koyin HaMashiach, it's referring now, in this part, it's not referring to Par Koyin HaMashiach, it's referring to Par Yom Kippurim, that also requires Shvichas, Shirayim, Divrei. Here it says Rabbi, on the side it corrects it, Divrei Bekiva. Amar Bishmol, Rabbi Shmuel says, I love your limud, but it's really not necessary, because I can learn a Kal V'Chomer. What's Kal V'Chomer? Uma im mi she'ein nechnas domoy lefnim choiva, toin yesoid. Mi she'nechnas domoy lefnim choiva, ein edin shetoin yisoid. Vos meintem etem. Uma im mi she'ein nichnas domi lefnim. What does that mean, that the dam doesn't go lefnim? Choyva. Says Rashi, what the Gemara means when it says choyva means choyva kvua. There is no requirement on the part of either Klal Yisrael, or the Koyin HaMashiach, that's the Koyin Gadol, or on the part of the Torah, that one bring a Par Koyin HaMashiach on a regular basis. As far as the Torah is concerned, halavai, we should never bring the Par Koyin HaMashiach, because Par Koyin HaMashiach by definition means that a big boo-boo was made, and therefore a chet, which normally if it would be bemezid, would have a din of kores. If he did it b'shogig, you have to go and bring the korm chatas. And since it was the Koyin HaMashiach, he has to bring a par. Halavai, we should never have that choyva. And therefore, in the Lashon of the Gemara, ma mi she'ein nichnas dom lefnim choyva means that there is no requirement, it's not mandatory for Kohanim Meshuchim, for a Kohen Gadol, she should have on his agenda that at least once a year I bring the par and Kohen Mashiach. Halavai, he should never bring that par. So the Lashon here, Choyva, means it's not a mandatory thing for Kohanim to bring this type of card, unless of course you sinned. But nevertheless, when a Kohen Gadol did sin, and he did bring his par and Kohen Mashiach, Tony said, you have to do Shvich HaShraim Yisoyed, state the Feirish in the Pasuk. This is called Domo Yishpoich El Yisoyed Mizbach Oyla. So Misha Nichlas Dovel of Nim Choyma. Now when we're talking the Par Yom HaKippurim, where there is a Choyva every year to bring the blood, Lifnim, not Lifnim, but even Lifnai Lifnim, is a Choyva, the Chayin Adin Shetoyin Yisoyed, then Avad, it requires a Yisoyed. So therefore, what Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Kiva, I don't argue with you, Rabbi Kiva, I'm just saying you don't need a Pasuk for that, it's a simple Kal V'Chomer. The Pasuk is talking about Par Koyin HaMashiach, and I have the extra power to tell you Par Yom Kippurim. Says Rabbi Shmuel, the Kal V'Chomer Madach a Par Koyin HaMashiach, which is not a mandatory carbon, unless the Koyin Chas HaSholem sinned, erred and sinned, but otherwise not mandatory. And that requires a Shvichas or Shirayim on the side. Is a Chavada a carbon that you bring on Yom Kippur, which is a Choyva, you always have to bring it. Avada requires the Yisoyed. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva does not disagree with Rabbi Shmuel's Kal V'Chomer. What Rabbi Kiva is saying is, Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to use the term Choyva, which could be slightly misleading, because after all, Par Koyin HaMashiach is a Choyva, but you mean to say it's not a mandatory, regular, monthly or annual Choyva, it's not a Choyva Kavua. If you sinned, you got to go and bring it. I can bring the same Kal V'Chomer without using that term. Omer Rabbi Kiva. Uma mi she'ein domoy nichnis lefnai v'lefnim bein lechoyva bein lemitzvah toin yisoid. Madach the dam of a korban which is not nichnas lefnai v'lefnim bein lechoyva bein lemitzvah. It's never brought in lechoyva lemitzvah. For instance, we could be talking about the koyin, not the koyin, the seir nasi or the kizbo seira, where you never bring in that dam. Lefnim or lefnai lefnim, bein lechoyve bein lemitzvah. You don't bring a chatois chitzoina into the heichal or into the kodesh kedoshim at any time, whether it's a choyve, whether it's a mitzvah, gunished. But nevertheless, toin yisoid, you have to have yisoid, because that, we have this halacha by the three, the sir chatos and the kizva seira. Misha nechnes domei choyve lefnai lefnim, which is referring to, of course, the Par Yom Kippurim, whether it's a choyva to come lefnai lefnim every single Yom Kippur, and you didn't join yisoid. Avad and avad, it requires yisoid. So all Rabbi Kiva is chepping with Rabbi Shmuel is, Rashi says he's not disagreeing with his Kal V'Chomer, he just says you don't have to use the term choyva and say, what I mean by choyva is avad, Par Yom Kippurim, as well as Par Koyin HaMashiach is a choyva. But this is a chayva kavu and this is a chayva she'ena kavu. You don't need to use that lashon because you can go and bring a raya at lemarshal for the sir nasi or the kizbas ira, or then neither chayva nor mitzvah. And nevertheless, you have to have yisoid. It's halachas kam v'kamo. When you're talking about the parim kippurim and the chavad, you need a yisoid. Otherwise, says Rashi, Rabbi Kiva Bolo Hoisaval Devarav, instead of having to go and bring the Raya from Parkat Mashiach, he can talk about other Kabbalahs, which never enter into either the Heichel or into the Kodesh Kedoshim, neither the Choyven nor the Mitzvah, etc. Okay, so now getting back to our Gemara now, and we're continuing on in the same Braisa. I would think that the Shvicha Shiraim is Ma'akev. Tamaloimar. V'chila mikaparis hakodesh, sholmu kola kaparis kula and divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, where's this v'chila mikaper? This is again the beginning of Parashas Achri Mois. After Achri Mois goes through all of the avoidoi, the hagrolos on the two seirim, and the ktoires lefnai v'lefnim, and the par, and the hazois in front of the paroiches, and in the par v'soirim, in kodesh kadoshim, and in front of the paroiches, and then onto the mizbeach hapanimi. Then the pasuk says, "V'chila mikaper is a kodesh." At this point, the kohen gadol is now finished all of the kaparis that were required to be performed on Yom Kippur. Guess what? The word shvicha shiraim doesn't appear anywhere in Parshas Achri Mois. We only import it from the par kohen hamashiach, either with the extra word par or based on this kal v'chaim. But since neither of those appear in writing in Parshas Achri Mois, when it says V'chila Mekaparis HaKodesh, it's telling you Shol Mukala Kaparis Kulan, we're done, we're finished, and therefore it's a raya that there is, it's not Ma'akev Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So before we continue on, this is Rabbi Shmuel speaking, and he's saying it's not Ma'akev, the Shvicha Shiraim. Not only is it not Ma'akev Shvicha Shiraim by a Korban Chitzoyna, but even by a Korban Penimius, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, and you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's not Ma'akev. Ah, so that's the right. Tanya Gavos is Rapapa. The Rapapa says that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, not only Rabbi Kiva holds Shiraim Ein Ma'akvin, but even Rabbi Shmuel holds Ein Ma'akvin, because we just said now, Yochli Akvenu. The answer is no, Rabbi Shmuel, that's a Raya to Rav Papa. Notice we don't talk about the Mitzichatas Oif, because we just bring a Raya to his first Halach. And now the Gemara continues on. Kal V'chaim Lepar Koin Mashiach Me'atam. Now that we have learned this, we can make a kal v'chaim to parakein mashiach. What do you mean? Ma misha ein nichnas domi lefnim loy chayvu v'loy mitzvah toin yisoid, a korban which never goes lefnim, neither chayvu no mitzvah, such as the seir chatos, the seir nasi, or the kizba seir. But toin yisoid requires a yisoid. Misha nichnas domi lefnim bein lechayvu bein lemitzvah ein edin she toin yisoid. The navada, the kohen gadol bringing the carbon, which is on in the lefnai v'lefnim, or for that matter, even a par kohen mashiach, which doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim, but it's done by lefnim, whether it's bein lechoyv bein lemitzvah, meaning whether it's a choyv kavua or it's not a choyv kavua, it's just lemitzvah, it's ein oidin nenevada nochlam. Uma misha ein nichlas dom lefnim v'lechoyv v'lemitzvah, the blood doesn't go in at all. And he chatas chitzayna. By the way, it's not only it doesn't go in, but any time the dam goes in, then it can go and passel the carbon as well. Depends when did the dam come in. Before the zrika, after the zrika, before the shvicha shirayim, after the shvicha shirayim. But lemaisa, you don't bring it in to the heichel, you don't bring it to ulam at all. But nevertheless, when you say it, you have to have shvicha shirayim. Misha nichnas dam lefnim, that carbon where the dam does go lefnim, bein lechoyve bein lemitzvah, whether it happens to be Yom Kippur, for instance, which is a choyve kavua, bein lemitzvah, or if it happens to be par koin mashiach, which is not a choyve kavua, but lemitzvah, that's how the koin mashiach gets his kapara by bringing his carbon in. And then you turn your side, avadi need your side. See, yachli yakvenu, I would think that it is ma'akev, tam aloimar v'eskol dam hapor yishpoich, nitkoy ha'kosiv li'asei, which is what you said earlier, Barry, that by the fact that the Torah says, after the chilim mekaper, in fact, in Parshas Achri Mois, it doesn't appear at all, but in Parshas Par Koine Mashiach, it says, it's called dam hapor yishpoich, what the Torah is telling us is, the kapora is done, now I give you an extra mitzvah, nitkoy ha'kosiv li'asei, v'asoy shiori mitzvah, lo'yma l'cho, shirayim ein ma'akven. So therefore, it's both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva unanimously Ein Ma'akvet, which of course is what Rav Papa said about 5 or 10 minutes ago, and that's the Tanya, the Messiah, that agrees with him. Rashi adds another knech, the fact that it says this kol dam abor yishboich. He says if you look at the other lishoinois in the pasuk, they are all belushin ovar. The lokach, the yiza, the nosa and al karnes mizbeach. So the chayyim should say the shofach es domai. Why does it say yishboich? Oh, because the others, the ovar lishoinois, the lokach, yiza, nosa. That's you got to do that. That's the essence of bringing the carbon. That you bring the carbon, you makabul the dam, you mazah the dam, you put it on the koronis on top. Without that, you don't have a carbon. However, in addition to that, says the Torah, and don't forget I have a mitzvah, yishboich, when all of that is done, when everybody is finished clapping a standing ovation, Baruch Hashem, he brought his carbon, he got his kapara, everybody says, Baruch Hashem, this is off of my balance sheet. Don't forget yishboich, go ahead and do the shvich shrine, but it's not ma'akev. Okay, so with this we have concluded Rav Papa, the Raya, and now we go off a little bit on a tangent, speaking about the Mitzvah Chatas Oif. V'sav Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Papa, you're holding Mitzvah Chatas Oif, is Ma'akev. You better do that Mitzvah, not just the Hazor. If you don't do the Mitzvah, you're not that you're dead, Chas V'Shalom, but the bird is dead.
It's dead anyway.
And it's dead anyway, but you're going to have to bring a new one. I've done Rabbi Shmuel, the same Rabbi Shmuel said, the same Pasuk, V'nishar Badam Yimotzei. Darshant Rabbi Shmuel. Why does it say Vanisher Badam Yimatze? Usually it goes and says, for instance, we spoke about the Behema, by Yechatas Behema, we said, this kol damapar yishboich. In other words, this kol damapar, whatever is remaining from the dam, we're not talking about all the dam that was collected initially, because you've already used some of that in connection with the Chatas Chitzayna, you put it on top of the Mizbeach, in terms of the, on the four chronos, in terms of Chatas Penimius, depending on the carbon, you had to go and do who knows how many hazois, Yom Kippur up to 48. So when it said this kol damoy, we're talking about the residue, whatever's left over. Why over here does it use the term v'hanishar badam? It should say this kol adam yimatzei. What's the hanishar? So now Rabbi Shmuel says v'hanishar yimatzei. If there's any blood left, do a mitzvah. However, if this dog is so small, and the amount of blood that it has is so little that there ain't initial, there's no blood left. After I did my initial azor, I'm looking, that's it, nothing left. Then, lo yimotze, you don't have to go and do the mitzui on that oif. That's Rabbi Shmuel speaking. What? You don't have to do the mitzui? I thought the mitzui is ma'akev. And here he's saying, an initial lo yimotze. I had difficulty with this Gemara. Because we have a rule often in the Gemara, the Ein Donin Efsher Mishi'i Efsher. When Rabbi Shmuel said on the Amud Aleph that the according to Rabbi Papa that the Mitzvah Adam is Ma'akev, if you have 2 drops of blood, make sure to do both of them. First one Hazah, second one is Mitzvah. If you don't have that second one, so you don't have it, what can you do? You know, Ein Donin Efsher Mishi'i Asin Ishda. You can't go and spritz blood. You can't do a kvetching of blood. It's no blood.
It's nishdam, not nishda.
Oh, nishdam. Okay.
That was getting good.
Yeah, very good. You see, it's all your influence. Anyway, so getting back to Agamar, but Agamar doesn't hold that way. The Gemara holds that mitzui is just as essential to the kapara of the chatas oif person as the hazo is. And if you don't do a mitzui, and then the bird is dead in the water. It's out. So therefore, you have to go and do it under Amud Aleph. Here it says, if you don't have it, oh, so lie. It's nishdah, nishdah. It says, straight out, no, I'll leave it to Rishmael. A machloik is what a Rishmael really holds. Yom ma'akev, nishma'akev, zokti moravayta, amirem abachoma. Ha'ita nesova shirayim mi'akvi. The following Tana holds that shirayim is mi'akev. This Tanya. Ha'koyne mechati oisa yoichlena. Avushteiti ha'koyne mechati oisa. We have the Torah Ora Sholim. Now the Torah uses the expression oisa means that carbon. Now of course we're talking about that carbon, we're not talking about other carbonis. The coin that's machate that brings that carbon, he's busy with it. By the way, it's not literal just that coin, it means the coin kehanim of that base av. But those that are involved in bringing the carbonis that day, then they have first rights to go and eat from the carbonis at night. So what is the lashon of a coin of machate oisa? Is the Arshad Imar Oysa Shenitin Domu Lamalavloi Oysa Shenitin Domu Lamatim? What the Imar is telling us is that the Pasik tells us that the position on the Mizbeach of where the blood was thrown is absolutely essential to the kashrus of this carbon. And therefore, when do we say that the carbon was brought properly to the point that you can eat now at night from the carbon chatos, or even during the day, that you did a good job with this carbon chatos? We're talking about a chatos chitzoina at the moment. Where do you do the chatos chitzoina? L'malah michutz sikra. And not only that, on the four coronas, all the way on top. What happens if the kohen absentmindedly, who he didn't realize this was a chatos, and he put the chatos blood lamata, then it's possible, no good, and forget about it. Okay, that's what the Gemara is learning from the oisa to tell you, dam l'male is ma'akiv. So Gemara, Amris, why do you need a pasuk to tell you that? I mean, isn't that self-evident? I mean, isn't that pshita? If the Torah tells you supposed to do lamal, he's supposed to do lamal. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. I mean, the Torah says you got to go and wear tefillin on your arm and you put it on your leg. Nice. It was a nice choice. He can't go and make Yad Varego go and start switching it around.
You can't walk with tefillin.
Yeah, you can't walk either. Yeah, it would be very difficult. Anyway, the point is, your good intentions are great, but if you didn't do the mitzvah the way you're supposed to do it, of course it's worthless. So what do I need the oisa to tell you? Make sure you do it on the Quranis, because if you didn't, it's no good. So tomorrow I'll tell you why. Number 2. So what do I learn from this pasuk? We had this earlier on in our Masechta, as you recall, back in Daf Lamed Zayin. What did we learn? All of those kabbonis that require shtayim she'ein arba, shem nosna b'matana achas kippur, if you didn't do it twice, shtayim she'ein arba, you only did on one corner, instead of two corners, b'diavet is kippur, it's good. Ah, so you see that there are leniencies in Zrikos Hadam, where there's a lechatchila and there's a bidiyavet. So therefore, once I say that bidiyavet, one zrika instead of two zrikas works, yochlafani tonim lemalish and nosin lemata, also I would think it works. Yeah, I did it improperly, true. But when I do one zrika instead of two zrikas, it's also improper. But nevertheless, I say keeper. So maybe when I, instead of doing it lemalid lemata, that's what I need the pasuk for, that if you did it lamata, no good. Says now this Tana, I don't really need a pasuk for that. The dinhu, I can learn it from a kal v'chomer. What's a kal v'chomer? Nemru domen lamala v'nemru domen lamata. They're bloods which are lamala michutz sikra, and there are bloods which are lamata michutz sikra. Ma domen mu'amurim lamata. Shenosnan lamalan loikiper. What about the average normal card, where the dam is supposed to be put lamata? What happens if you did lamala? Like keeper, it's no good. It's abdomen mu'amur lamalan imnos lamata also loy keeper. So this is not a kal v'chomer, this is a mamatzinu, what the Gemara called a binyan av for the last couple of days, that I see a parallel over here. What's the parallel? I have certain kabbonis where the dam has to be lamala, and certain kabbonis have to be lamata. So just like by all those kabbonis where the dam has to be lamata, if you put it's lamala, loy keeper, avdom amur lamala, imnos lamata, loy keeper. Same thing as those kabbonis where you're supposed to put it lamala. If you did it lamata, loy keeper. How do I take a note in the first part? The madomim ha'murim la'matad shenos la'mal la'kipar, says Rashi, we're going to have libudim for that later on. But the point is, just like a lower carbon, if you put it on the upper part, la'kipar, the upper carbon, you put it on the lower part, utsa la'kipar. So I don't need for that a pasik. I can learn it from that mamatzina. Says Yimor, loy, you really cannot learn such a mamatzina because I have a pircha. Im amriz betach toinim shinitonim benesina la'malo, she'in soifen la'malon la'kipar. When you're talking about those kabbanas which you're supposed to do it lamata, if you did a lamala, then there's no shaykhis to the carbon of doing it lamala. This carbon is only a lamata carbon. So much so that after you finish off the lamata's rikos, when you do the shvicha shiraim, it's also going to be lamata next to on top of the yisoid hamizbeach. That's all lamata, lamata, lamata. However, toimer b'el yoinim shenos lamata, a carbon such as the chatas behemah, which is supposed to go and do lamala. If instead you went and did lamata, sheyesh mehen karv lamata, you do have some dam that you put lamata. Which one is that? The Shvicha Shirayim goes lamata. So therefore I would think, no, since part of this dam will go lamata, even if the initial dam goes lamata, I might think it would be kosher. In the case of a Moshe Korban Oila, a Koilis Behema, where all the damim are always lamata, if you go and put a lamala, I understand why that's possible, because there's no shaykhus of lamala by a Korban Oila, notwithstanding the spelling. No shaykhus. Okay, talk about Korban Shlomim. You're supposed to put a lamata, you put it lamala, certainly Oilis, of course lamala. But if you're talking about a normal Korban Behema, so if you have your Shlomim, you have your Oila, you have your Shlomim, you have your Oshim, you have your Bechor and Maser and Pesach, all those wonderful things. It's all supposed to be lamata. If you did a lamala, that's not a mala what you did. It's a mata thing what you did. It's no good. I understand that. Because there's no shaykhis of lamala. But here, when you're talking about Elyoinim, in other words, a chatzis behema, that you put it all the way, lamala on the four kronos, if you put that lamata, there is a shaykhis to the lamata. And that is that you're going to do the shvichis shiraim later on. So I might have thought that that would be kosher.
But how could it be? Then the karnos aren't on below the schodas. The karnos are
that's l'chadchil. You have to do four. If you only did shtayim, or you'd only one.
If it's two or one. By chatas.
What's the after the 12 months of a kevis? What does it become?
Pilgus.
A pilgus, good. Yeah. And what happens if you're
wearing... Yeah,
exactly.
So
there are lots of other halachas.
The karnos
that's lechatchil, avad. Of course it's a malan. Of course the karnos. We're not saying that you took the karnos and put them downstairs. Yeah, no, avad, it's on top. What we're saying is, a lechatchil, you got to do it that way. Lechatchil, you have to go and do shtayim shenar. But what happens if you only did achashin shtayim? It's also kushim b'diavet. So maybe you're supposed to put a lamala. I put a lamata. It's also kushim b'diavet. After all, the shvicha shiraim is going to be lamata. So maybe avad lechatchil. I have to go run up to the kronis and put on the keren 100%. But if it did b'diavet, it might have been good. That's why I have the pasuk. Oh, you saw? No good. Nitan doma lamala is good, but not if you did it lamata.
And we have a story also that sometimes the blood can drip down.
Mm-hmm.
You said that, I think, in some other context. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying is that that's another reason why, if it was lamala and it goes and you did it lamata, it shouldn't be so terrible, because anyway the lamala bloods are going to go and flow down lamata. Right, but the Gemara doesn't use that here, but you're right. Getting back to our Gemara, it says the Gemara, Doma Pnimi Mechichu. I can bring you a raya for kid from Doma Pnimi. Doma Pnimi, of course, means those kabbonis that you bring with Pnimi, whether Parakonim Shia, Parakonim Shia, Tzibar, Asir Vodzachov, Yom Kippur, etc. Doma Pnimi in Yechichu, Shiesh Men Korev Bachutz. There's part of it that you do bachutz. Which part of it do you do bachutz? The shirayim that you go and pour out and you say mizbachoil, which is bachutz. Vim nosnan bat chila bachutz. What happens if, by mistake, instead of doing your hazois with tzrikis inside, you did them outside, like your pravad, it doesn't work. So you see from that, just because you're trying to go and use svaris to go and say, if you're doing it in the wrong spot, maybe by a karman chatas, it would work if you do it lamata. Why? Because all other kabbonis, they have no shaykhis to lamala. So if you took mata blood, means a regular karman shlomim, osham, etc., all that you're supposed to lamata, if you did it lamala, I can understand why that's a big no-no. No blood supposed to go all the way on top. This karban is no good. However, in the case of like Moshe Lachatas Behema, where the dam is supposed to go lamala, if by mistake you did it lamata, maybe that would work. Why? Because Shvicha Shirayim is lamata. So anyway, part of this dam is going to be lamata. So I put more dam lamata. That's why we have the pasuk of Oisa. So you might, I don't need the pasuk of Oisa. I can tell you a fakir tisvara. Where is a fakir tisvara? By Dama Pnimim. Dama Pnimim, we know there's part of it. Shvicha Shirayim goes bachutz. However, if you did the tchila, loikiper. So the same thing over here. That, yes, it's true by the chatas behema, a chatas chitzoina, the dam is going to put on the shvich shiraim down below, but that doesn't mean that if you started off with putting the dam below, that the karm would be kusha. Avadanisht, it's just like its brethren, those that are the chatos penimiyos. That what's the din over there, that even though ultimately part of it is going to go shvich shiraim bachutz, if you did the initial bloods bachutz, loikiper. So the same thing over here. Even though the shvich shiraim is going to be lamata, but the tchilis kapara is not going to be lamata, it's going to be lamala. So I don't need a pasim for that. L'chor is a double pasht. So Timur, no. Loi im amris, don't bring me a rai for domana panimim, she'ein mizbeach ha'panimi memarkon. There it's different. The mizbeach ha'panimi doesn't memarek. What does that mean, memarek? Says Rashi, we're going to see that in another two lines. Please hold your kashas. We're going to get to it in a moment. There, the Mizbeach HaPanimi is not memarik. Toim belyoinim, shari karnois, memarkois. Those karnois on the top of the Mizbeach, those are memarkois. You can't compare one to the other. And therefore, shari karnois memarkois oison. And therefore, I might have thought, since the karnois memarkois oison, im nosel amatok sheirim, that's what I could have thought. In other words, I would distinguish between the chatois apanimiois and the chatois achitonios. There, im Mizbeach HaPanimi memarkois, that's why no good. If you did it lamata, lamala, chutzah, etc. But over here, since the kindness of Mamarkois, maybe it would work lamata b'di'evit. Tamaloi ma'isa. Oisa shenita doma lamala, v'loi nita doma lamala lamata. Fine. That's the end of the braisa. And now we're trying to bring the raya to Rami Bar Chama, that there's a Tana that holds shirai me'akvi. Where do we see that? Zokti mora, my she'ein mizbeach abni me'markon. What does that mean that he said that the chatois hapnimiois are different than the chatois hachitzoinois, because the chatois hapnimiois, the mizbeach hapnimi is not memarik. What does that mean? My shem mizbeach hapnimi markan. Lav elu shirayim. What he probably means to say is that by the chatois hapnimiois, the shvichas shirayim is ma'akev. What means the shvichas shirayim is ma'akev? So this is really the first time that we're focusing on the difference between the panimiois and the chitzonios, legabe whether the shirayim is ma'akev. And therefore what Rami Bar Choma said at the top, that shirayim ma'akvi, is really referring to the shirayim of the panimiois, not of the chitzonios. And therefore, that's l'choira what we see from this braisa. Because when the braisa said that by the tomim ha'panimiim, chatois ha'panimiois, ein mizbeach ha'panimi memarkan, it means memarkan that didn't finish off the job. It did not go and take off the aveira for whatever this carbon is being brought. So ein mizbeach ha'panimi memarkan, why not? Because I still have to have one more step. That's the shefichas shirayim. Therefore, ma'ish ein mizbeach ha'panimi memarkan, lav elu shirayim. And that's what he's saying, that by the case of the chatois ha'panimiois, the shvichas shirayim is ma'akev. And that's what he means. Don't bring me a raya from Dama Panim, Shem is Becha Panim Markan. Turn up the Elyoinim. That's talking about the Chatois Hachitsoinios. Shari Karnis Mamarkois. The Kronis effect a full kapara. And the shirayim are not ma'akev. So therefore, says Ramachama, I can bring a raya that this Tana holds that the Chatos, Shvichas Shirayim of Chatois Hapnimiois are ma'akev. Zokti Yomara, Nishkaraya. The difference in language between Mamarkan and Ein Mamarkan is not referring to the Shvichas Shirayim, but it's referring to something else, as Yomara is going to explain momentarily. Lav Eilu Shirayim, Am Lerova Ihochi. If you meant Taki Shirayim, Teis V'Kal V'Choymer. They can make a Kal V'Choymer. Mavach Shirayim HaPanimim, Shesoyfen Choyva B'Chutz. Soyfen Choyva, you're telling me that it's Ma'akev, you better do it, B'Chutz. Ason betchila b'chutz loikiper. If initially you did any of the hazois and zrikas for the chatois apnimius outside, it doesn't work. Haritun lamala the chatois hachitzoina, where it is initially supposed to be lamala. She'ain tzoifen choyva lamata, and you just told me now that the shvich hashirayim is not ma'ake by a chitzoina. Vason betchila lamata. If you started off on the wrong footing by doing it lamata, ain't it inch loikiper? So again, what do I need a pasuk for that? The Kal V'Choymer tells you very clearly, Madhav Shirayim HaPanimi, and yet you're telling me that the Shvich HaShirayim is Ma'akev. But if you started off with a Shvich HaShirayim, in other words, you do it Bachutz, you're telling me the carbon is no good? Is the Chavada, the Gabi, the Chatois Chitzoina, where the Shirayim is not Ma'akev, then the Chavada that the original, if you were to go and do it Lamata initially, Avada wouldn't be good. So what do I need a pasuk? Ella says, Yomara, El Ein Mizbeach HaPanim Markan Belvod. Ella paroiches. What the Gemara is telling us is that was not the kavana of the Braisa. When it said that the Ein Mizbeach HaPanim Markan, it means it doesn't do it on its own. It only does it b'shutfis together with the paroiches. Masha'en came the karnis of Mizbeach by the chatois achitzoina affects the kapara alone. There's nothing else that you need to do with the blood except, of course, spilling it out on the Yisoid for the Shvicha Shirai. So bottom line is, Rami Bar Choma wanted to bring a raya from this Braisa, that the fact that the Braisa says that Gabi Chatois HaPenimiyos, that the Mizbeach HaPenimi is not Mamarik, it doesn't finish off the job. Oh, is the Chasim in the Shvicha Shirai is Ma'akev? Says Rami, no, Rami Bar Choma, it's all due respect. What it means, Ein Mizbeach HaPenimi in Mamarik, it means that the Mizbeach doesn't do the job on its own, it requires the Shutfis of the Paroiches. Mashenkin, when it comes to Chatos Chitoina, it's only the Mizbeach, nothing else is involved.
So what does that have to do with the Yisod?
What does it have to do with the Yisod? What Gemara is now answering, says Rava, that has nothing to do with the Shvicha Shirayim, and that you thought that the Brice was talking about Shvicha Shirayim, because he talks about Mizbeach HaPenimi Mamarik, or not Mamarik, we're not talking about Shvicha Shirayim, we're talking about the initial...
The partnership of the Parochas.
The partnership of the Mizbeach and the Parochas, because...
That knocks out the Shvicha Shirayim.
Not that it knocks it out, we're just saying that you have no raya from here, no dispositive, concrete proof, one way or the other, right, what this Mandiyama holds, legabe Shvicha Shirayim by a Chatzis HaPnimius, whether it's Ma'akev or not. We thought that since it says that the Mizbeach HaPenimi doesn't do the full job, so what's left over? Shvicha Shirayim is the Chasim and that's Ma'akev. No. What he meant to say is the Mizbeach can't do it initially on its own because you have to have the Shutfis together with the Pareiches. If you just do the Mizbeach without the Pareiches, it's Gunish Mit Gunish. Okay, we're finally going to have one more attempt at establishing whether Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev by Penimiois, yes or not. Tan Rabban. We've had this Gemara already before, so it should be familiar to all of you. It says in the Pasuk, V'chila mikaperes HaKodesh. We already quoted that Pasuk on the Amud Aleph, that in Achrei Mois, after we went through the two Seirim, the Tiktoiris, and the Par, and all the rest, it says, V'chila mikaperes HaKodesh, V'soil Moir, V'so Mizbeach, V'hikrev, and now he takes the Surah Choy, he takes it La'azosel. So V'chila mikaper, he finished off, Kila, finished mikaper from all of the Kaparis. So now we have a machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda. On the surface, there's no machloikis. We'll have to see what's going on. No. So it says in the pasuk, that's okay. I'm also tired. V'chila mekaper.
Nothing
new with you. Okay. V'chila mekaper. In kiper kila. If he was machaper, he did all the kaparis properly. Kila. We're done. We're finished. Vim loy kiper. But if he didn't finish all the kaparis, loy kila. We're not done. Divi Rabbi Kiva. Amir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Kiva, Neima loy nemar. Why do you have to go and dash in the words fakert? Right, the pasuk is v'chila makaper. So you're saying im kiper kila. Why don't you go and say im kila kiper? Right. If you finished it, you effected kapara. Im loy kila, if you didn't finish it, loy kiper. You didn't effect kapara. Why? Shemchiser achas mikol matonos. If you just left out one of the up to 48 matonos, loyosv leklum gunish keton garnit keton. So that's what he's saying. Im kila, if you finished off every one of them, lifnai v'lifnim, and on front of the paroiches, and on the mizbeach, and you were out of the dam, and you did everything, and you did everything, im chiser achas, then you're keeper. But im chiser achas, if you were not kila, if you left out just one, lo yas v'lekom. So now, Frank Digmar, my benai, it sounds like it's just semantics, where Rabbi Kiva says, im keeper, if you did your kaparas, kila, you're done. And so Rabbi Yehuda, if you're done, then you had a kapara. So aren't you just saying the same thing, just in reverse terminology? What's the difference? My benayu. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuv, and Levi. We have now machloikis between the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shuv, and Levi, as to what is the machloikis tanoim between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know who says what. Chad om mashmoz doshen ikbenayu. The whole machloikis between them is how you read the pasuk. But lahalacha, there is no machloikis whatsoever. They're saying exactly the same thing, but using different terms. No. Shirayim ma'akvin ikvinai. It's a big difference. Shirayim ma'akvin. Where is that difference? Because what Rabbi Kiva is saying is, since in the parsha of Parshas Achrei Mois, it doesn't even mention Shvicha Shirayim, he says, V'chiv, as soon as you finished off whatever is enumerated and specified and set forth in Parshas Achrei Mois, V'chiv, you're done, mechaper, you got your kapara, you don't need... But what about Shvicha Shirayim? Kila, I'm already finished, I'm done. Mechaper, I already have my kapara, so Shvicha Shirayim is not ma'akev. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no. Read the words, Em Kila, if you are finished, you did everything. What's everything? Even those things which are not set forth explicitly here in Parashas Achrei Mois, even things which you're learning based on importing drushes from elsewhere. V'chila, you're finished. including the Shvicha Shirayim, then you're Mechaper. But if you didn't finish everything, oh, I still got one more thing to do with that Shvicha Shirayim, then you didn't have your Kapara yet. Ah, so the Choyra, that's the Raya that according to Reb Akiva, the Kiva Mechaper, the Shirayim are not Ma'akev. As long as you did your Kippur, you did your Zrika Saddam Kila, you're done. Well, Reb Yehuda said, no. In Kila, if you're finished with everything, including Shvicha Shirayim, then Kippur. So that's the Machloikis, Shirayim Ma'akev, Ikbenai. Okay, very nice. Now, the question is, of these two Amoyroim, meaning Reb Yochanan, Reb Shu ben Levi, who's the one that said Mashmoyes Dorshin, and who's the one that said Shirayim Me'akvin? This time I'll bring you right, Reb Shu ben Levi, who the Amo Shirayim Me'akvi? The Amo Reb Shu ben Levi. The Divri O'im Shirayim Me'akvin, Mevi Par Echad U'maschil Batchila Bifnehim. What is this all about? Says Reb Shu ben Levi, there is a man, the Amo, that holds Shirayim Me'akvin. The Gemara doesn't identify who that man the Amr is at the moment. But there's a man the Amr that holds Shirayim Me'akvin. What happens now on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has done a wonderful job. Every one of the Hazois, Lifnai V'Lifnim, in front of the Arna Kodesh. He comes out, he did every one of the Hazois perfectly in front of the Parayichas. He goes to the Mizbeach and he puts on the 7 spritzings. And then he does on the 4 corners. Everything was done perfectly. And now we Kohen Gadol says, what is remaining to do? You gotta go down the steps and go to the Mizbeach HaChitzoyim and pour out the Shirayim. And guess what happens? He brought the Parechot. Every aspect was perfect. He did all of the Hazois as he was supposed to. And then
He trips on the
steps and falls down. Baruch Hashem. They didn't have to call Hatzalah. He's okay. But guess what? All of the Shirayim spilled now on the floor and they weren't able to ma'asif it. What happens? Says Reb Shimon Levi, the Divrei Omer, according to one that holds Shirayim Me'akvin, you're going to have to bring a brand new par. Oy. And Maslu Betchila Bifnim. Why can't you just go and pour out, just shecht it and take the blood and pour it out on the Mizbeach HaChitzoyim?
The par is nullable for Shvicha Shirayim because it didn't do all the avodas.
Exactly. It's not Shirayim. Shirayim, by definition, means
leftovers.
It's remaining. It's residuary. Whatever's remaining. The balance. I mean, the whole thing is there.
Why doesn't he scrap it? He's a marble floor.
Yeah, but it got soaked into the ground. They wouldn't have no schmatzes, for whatever reason they couldn't.
That's a marvelous idea.
A marvelous. Hey! Okay. Anyway.
Actually, if he pours it forward, it's going to hit the side of the so when it goes forward. So.
Yeah. Well, he fell on the steps and
let's go forward.
Let's go forward. Very good. Anyway, Rashi says when it says in the Gemara that you have to go start again. Betchila, masal, betchila, b'fnim. You don't have to start all the way lefnai v'lefnim. Just enough to go and do it on the mizbeach hapanimi. Just finish off those. In other words, all the others that you did previously, lefnai v'lefnim, and on the broiches or val. Just put some on the mizbeach, so you should be able to go and now have bona fide shirayim to go and pour out. So what do I see from this? Rabbi Shimon Levi subscribes to, or at least he refers to, that there is a man the yomer that holds shirayim ma'akvin, and that person holds shirayim ma'akvin. He's going to have to redo the par at least to a certain degree to bring those shirayim. Oh, so says the Gemara. So isn't it logical to say that since we start off Tanur Rabbanan, that there's a machloik between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Yehuda, and we're not sure what the machloik is, whether it's mashmoy is dorshin ikbenai, or whether it's ma'akiv shirayim ma'akvin ikbenai. That's probably Rabbi Shimon Levi that said that, because he, in fact, has a man the yomer in his pocket somewhere that says that shirayim are ma'akvin, and they have to bring a new par and start again, and blah, blah, blah. So L'choyde, he's the one that says that that's the machloikis between the two mandi amrim. Zokti Mora, no, you have no raya. But Rabbi Yochanan, lesley hasvara. You think Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have somebody in his pocket that holds Shirayim Ma'akvin? Vom Rabbi Yochanan, Tana Rabbi Nechemya. Remember you quoted this the other day. Sure. What did Rabbi Nechemya hold? Kedivri Oyim Shirayim Ma'akvin. Now what is it? Rabbi Nechemya doesn't talk at all about Shirayim. He doesn't talk about Yom Kippur. Rabbi Nechemya is talking about a person who shechs b'chutz. Really? We know that this is a din, a person who goes and checks a korban outside the Bismigdish at the time that the Bismigdish was standing. What happens if he's malah the dam, not malah the dam, the malah the evorim on the Mizbeach? Haloas chutz. What happens if he throws dam towards that altar bachut? He's oiver dam shofach. Also, it doesn't say beferish, but I learned from a drasha. What happens if he does shirayim bachut? Says no mechemia. Also, the person is over on not shchutei chutz, azos chutz,
akrovas
chutz. He's also over on chutz. Why is Yemen Chutz? The whole din of Shvich Shraim is not Ma'akiv. So, she did a Bechutz.
Not just that, Shraim Bechutz. The idea of Shraim means it has to be from a legitimate Korban. It has to be a fixed Shraim from the base of Mikdash and take it outside and pour it out. It can't be generated by Chutz. There's no Shraim Bechutz.
Beautiful. That's you're just picking up on what we said now about the par. You have to have a follow-up. You can't do the initial. But anyway, but the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a Taner of Nechemia, who holds legabe the hilchos shchutei chutz, that if you pour shirayim b'chutz, you're over on hilchos haluas chutz or akrobis chutz, rikas chutz, whatever you want to call it. He is the one that holds that, like Reb Nechemia, he would hold that shirayim ama'akvin, since shirayim ama'akvin b'fnim, and you did him b'chutz, so then that's the, you know, the altar ego, so to speak, especially if you're doing it on the other altar, since the altar ego, givaldik. So he altered the service instead of doing it b'fnim. He did on the altar outside, and he did the shirayim, since shirayim is ma'akiv inside. If you did it outside, you're over on chutz. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan also has a mandiyama that holds shirayim ma'akvin. Just like Rabbi Shimon Levi has an unidentified mandiyama that holds shirayim ma'akvin. So therefore, you have no reason to assume that in the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva, that the one that said that the Shirai Ma'akvin Ikbenayu was Rabbi Shimon Levi. It could just as well have been Rabbi Yochanan. Elas at Yimara. What did we say? Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan. El Kedivri Oimer V'Lav Lahani Tanoi. Hachanam Kedivri Oimer V'Lav Lahani Tanoi. Both of them use the expression Ledivri Oimer. See, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Ledivri Oimer Shirai Ma'akvin. Maybe. Couldn't Rabbi Yochanan. Tan Rabbi Nechemi Kedivri Oimer Shirai Ma'akvin. So, in Echanami, there is such a Tana. But who says that the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva involve those tanoim? I have Rabbi Nechemia, and there are of course many other tanoim. You have Rabbi Meir, and you have Rabbi Shimon, and you have Rabbi Yehuda, and you have all the others. So who says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the one that says Shirai Ma'akvin? Oh, because he has a mandiyama that holds Shirai Ma'akvin? Mazel tov. Rabbi Yechon also has a mandiyama Shirai Ma'akvin, but may have nothing to do with this machlekes. So it could very well be that either of the two was the one that said Shirai Ma'akvin, or said Mashmoz Doshin. So you have no raya, one way or the other, who said what. Have a wonderful year, Rabbi Yisrael Zagir Ben